In front of me is the former Turner & Newell factory in the Spotland area of Rochdale. In front of me we've still got a fire appliance playing water onto the seat of the fire, which broke out at about 2:45 in the early hours of this morning. Tony Bryan has been in charge of dealing with the hazardous materials, the potential asbestos contamination. How difficult a fire has this been to tackle?
The fire was initially quite difficult because of access issues, and obviously the time that we received the call, it was extremely dark as well. So the fire combined with on a derelict site, and the fire being on the upper floors of the building within a derelict building, and the darkness proved quite difficult for us to deal with.
This has been a major fire. You've had 50 fire officers from across Greater Manchester dealing with it, and we've still got, I think, three fire engines just down in the bottom, and you've also got a huge hose taking water across to the site. You know, it has been a major fire.
Yes, it's been difficult. We need that number of personnel because of the access issues which the fire has caused us. The building is derelict. It is unsafe structurally in many areas. So we've adopted what are called defensive firefighting tactics, which means that we've put the resource into place and covered the fire, and now we're well on top of the fire into the daylight hours.
Now you're into daylight hours, you can actually see the damage caused. But what about what people want to know, which is threat of asbestos contamination? Because at one point you were telling people in the whole of this area around Ruley Moor Road and across to Shaw Clough Road to keep doors and windows shut.
That's correct. Initially in the hours of darkness, the fire was well alight. We had lots of smoke. That is a standard operating procedure for the Fire and Rescue Service, in that we always advise, even in the event of run-of-the-mill fires, for people in the immediate vicinity to keep the windows and doors closed.
But what about potential contamination?
Well, that's been predominantly my role at the scene, in liaising with those other officers from the local authority, the Health Protection Agency, the Environmental Agency, and Environmental Health. They have been advised. I've also, during the daylight hours, made an on-scene assessment of the adjoining houses at the Fallowfield estate. And there, in the daylight hours, there was no spread of contaminants. The actual structure and the roof space, we have identified some asbestos within the structure. However, that has been contained into the area because it is actually covered by metal sheeting. Having assessed the immediate area downwind from the fire, I've deemed that is safe.